This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So we do have Chef Nondo on the line. I'm saying just chazela nje kabanzi ngokuqala ibusiness through cooking. Because siyazi ukuthi ukupheka kuphela akusithina sonke sinekhono lokupheka. Asizivume nje lokho ke. But kukhona abantu abanekhono ngempela lokupheka and mebepheka bapheka udle kumnandi. Uthola ukuthi umuntu usethi yathi kuthini? Actually, I can turn this into a business. Ngiqale company yami, ngenze imali, ngiqashwe as a catering company, maningi ama event enziwayo. Even ama departments ahlukene ahlezi enza ama events where they need a catering company. So, welcome Chef Nondo on the line. Chef Nondo, how are you doing?
Ngiyaphila sisondani, I'm good.
Ngiyaphila sithando sami. Yeah, namhlanje sifuna ukukhuluma ngokudla. Mina ngiyathandela ukudla Nkosi yami. Ngiyinto nje eyidlelayo nje yabo. So nje this is my favorite segment kushow yami.
Yeah,
all right, so please tell us ngawe ukuthi uChef Nondo owakuphi and what is the name of your company, because I do believe ukuthi you do have a catering company, angithi?
Yes, I do.
All right, tell us more about that.
Okay, Lalele uChef Nondo, all the way from Richards Bay, Eskawini. My company name is Imalsanda Catering. It's also known as Imalsanda Pies because I do run a fast food business as well, as well as a catering company for events.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Chef Nondo, I'm saying just kuluma about turning your cooking hobby into a business. Kuluma nawe because it sounds about you do have a business food to lock pack. So, gule topic uyazi kahle hle ngayo. You are an expert when it comes to this. So, kukhona umuntu mhlawumbe olalele manje who knows ukuthi they're good in cooking, but they don't know ukuthi what else can they do? Uthola ukuthi nje ekhaya uhlezi enqoni or even emphakathini angithi uyazi nawo the time ukhulu ukuthi kwakuhlezi kunomama nje emphakathini kuthiwa ha uma kupheka umabiyela lalela khora umcimbi lo, you know. So omama bakanjalo abazi ukuthi yini enye abangayenza ngokupheka because bapheka mnandi but bakhunjula mekunemcimbi mekunemncwabo mase bayaqhotshwa kuthiwa ozosiphekela phela sizoxoxela lokho okunye. So what are the do's and don'ts if you want to turn your cooking hobby into a business?
Okay, I think the most important thing nje siqale nje kuma do's. You need to know ukuthi usebenza kubantu abanjani, like you know your market, where you have the target market yakho. You do a lot of research with markets ozobusebenzisana nayo, yabazi abantu in your area, you know what they like. You must also make sure ukuthi you pick the right food ozobe ukudayisa or that you're gonna serve. When the show go to futhi uthola mhlambe like you draft a menu, they say you're gonna start a fast food business as Kale Lab, because that is also where I started before going bigger. I would say bigger because it's catering business has larger numbers, must pick my events. So into kala nje uyenzayo wenze research yakho kuqala and then you make sure that you pick the right food. By the local ngichaza ukuthi ukuze uzosevela abantu kumele wazi ukuthi abantu bakule ndawo bathanda ini, is it traditional food or is it the modern type of food or chicken wrap or wings or sifuna inhloko or usu, or if kuwukuthi njengami ke you just want to do almost everything. It's very important as well ukuthi wazi ukuthi uzodayisa into ehlukahlukene, wazi ukuthi ubani nobani abasendaweni enjani abathanda lokho. And then the next step would be to draft a menu. Wazi ukuthi menu yakho imi kanjani. Also, research nama competitors akho around your area. Ukuthi mhlampe badayisane. Ningabe senidayisa into eyodwa nonke. Because I've noticed ukuthi njaye kuvele kuthiwa sekudayisa ikhombo yama wings and ribs like everywhere elokishini or edrobheni. Yes. Also, very important kumaduzi akho, you need to create a business plan. Ebese uregister i-business lakho. Kubaluleke kakhulu-ke lokho because yes, more opportunities ayaqhamuka if i-business lakho li-registered.
Yeah, so silaphana kuma-dos, ngiyabona uyamention ukuthi you need to know your target ukuthi obani uphekela bani, do your research.
Yes.
Ngiyayithanda leyo because angeke believe ukuthi angeke, let's say ngiqashile Nondo uzopheka or uzoshaya catering we birthday party yengane yami ena 2 angakufela phana nama rice no chicken,
uyabona, uyazi ke lapho ukuthi onana they just like ama Russian rolls.
Yeah.
They like ama mini burgers. Yeah. All those things about your look zilla mabekishi wekai.
So, kuna ama pros and cons of starting a business. Business in advantage and disadvantage.
Yes, oh, okay, 40 years. Yeah, what I've discovered, so look like I'm a pros, lapana, it's the flexibility. If you have a we are going to say this is much time I'm going to put into the business, and this is the breaking is nigezayon. So those are the pros, those are the advantages. Okay, this is my business, I can choose and you also get to choose the clients that you want to work with as well. Because the people come to you, and then we are sure to know, okay, I'm going to look. Those are the pros. You are your own boss. You get to choose a young kingdom. And then with my cons, now it's just like any industry, a catering business, even a difficult customers. Some customers, the clients who demand easy into. And you always go out of your way with those things, but abani told money, like the additional things that a client is going to want, but as you know, but I'm not gonna add any money.
Yes,
much difficult.
Example lab. Tolu you coming uzongenzela I birthday party ne. For ilo catering of course. And then mina ngithi mina ena eh sisinondo sisincela ukuthi lapha emapletini kubhalwe igama lomuntu umuntu
athi. Yes.
Kodwa futhi mina I'm not willing ukuthi ngikhokhele for that. Uyayibona lo nto.
Yes.
So I'm thinking a miracle is going to happen and uzobhala lapha kuma plate, you know.
Kuba njalo nje. Yes. That's a perfect example. That's a perfect example. So, kubanganjalo umuntu abe nama add-ons, and then bese beba difficult, beba funa ku understand ukuthi okay, if I have to do this, I also have to spend money on the side as well. Mm-hmm. So, kumele ngikedele nawe as my clients.
Yeah.
And then kube okunye nje engikencounter kakhulu ukuthi equipment yakhe to get lost. Ama plate aphihlika abanye bahamba nama glass bemotweni. All those things, catering.
Profit because yes, with catering, but it depends on what you win. Strategy, how can you make money? With business like.
I think with the profit, mina ngokwami ngicabanga ukuthi charging per plate, let's say it's for an event, if things are charged per plate, ngiyazi ukuthi mina this is how much I'm getting and this is how much I'm going to make. Also, I think it's very important ukuthi umuntu yabo lento yokuthi sina singabantu esizweni simnyama sinokuzola ukuthi hayi phela unonto ngiyamazi yabo. Mina ke ngisaqala benginaleyo nhliziyo ukuthi umuntu ayi ngiyamazi, so I'm going to charge them less. Yabona lala awucabangi ngengqondo yenhliziyo, awungabangi ngenhliziyo usebenzisa ingqondo. You think of the money that you've spent and fanele ukukhalkulate kahle ukuthi okay, if I've spent this much on uma ngithenga le nto noma uma ngenza lokhu, mina ngizosala nani. So the things are waphela ukukhula ngizo. Kusamele ngithenge ezinye izinto. Nama trends ayashintsha sisi, you always have to wenze sho ukuthi uhambisana ne-trend entsha ukuthi sekusebenzisa amapleta nje. So ufanele ucabange ngelokhu uzana ngengqondo, ukhalkulate yonke into oyenzayo. Ungayisebenzisi inhliziyo yokuthi usibanibane ngiyamazi noma umfundisi wami, I'm not gonna charge. I think that's profit abantu bashaya lapho-ke ekuthenini abakwazi ukuthi becabange ngokuthi ngengqondo i-calculative, asebenzise ukuthi no, inhliziyo yami ngiyamazi usibanibane.
When as unondo, how much do you charge him mhlampe per plate? Usually.
A plate mawukuthi let's say for example it's going to have savory rice, mhlampe kube ne slice sajeqe la, and then kuzoba ne ukari, whether it's beef or chicken, just ukari one got a water, ebese ngizoba na masalad ayi 3 ama sides am la, and then I'll have mhlampe grilled chicken. Lelo plate lelo so eliyi plate like engalibiza ngo gold angizukubona ama bank those silver nova,
yes.
Because lean isn't day ning yabo. So that's 150.
Okay.
But if ko wuti it's those something like in a rice, ibe no curry one and then amasaita u two. That's 65 rands per plate.
Okay.
That depends on how to get usebenza mhlawumbe an organization or because basuke bezofuna nezinye izinto eceleni like ama drinks or udayisa nje ekhaya. Yabo like at your own space.
Yeah.
So it depends ukuthi suke usebenzisa isachet sakho ukuthi usebenza nobani ngaleso sikhathi. Ngoba bazuke bezofuna into ezi-additional so ucharge kanjalo.
Ngiphinda ukuza futhi ukukhuluma about fast food. What is the most common food being sold at the moment when it comes to fast food?
Yabona nje at the moment I'll just say there's this thing called ikhombe. Yabona lokushini nje sikhawini if abantu befika even from ezinye indawo they'll ask yes, yes, it's ikhombe. Hawu yazi ke lapho. But mina ke as uNonto I tried ukuthi ngithi kusuka kancane because we still support amanye ama business akhona in our area. I can always buy from them, but it doesn't mean I'm going to sell the same thing. But yona into nje njengamanje idayisa kakhulu, like almost mhlawumbe I would say 10 businesses that I know they sell ikhombe yama wings, ribs and chips. Yabo. So bayenza ngokuhlukile and it works for them.
Yeah,
so that's like the most popular.
I don't want to lie. Nami yona de ngiyazi yabona when it comes to say the north of KZN. Yonde
yes. When
this side men ngibheka ngize ngikhathala ikhombo. Mufa ikhombo they give you something else. It's not the combo ya North Coast.
Yes.
It's a different combo. So I'm just feeling as a because manji, we're about to wrap up. It's like
yes.
Let's talk about Iching Ching money. Capital.
Yes.
When you want Kemanje to turn your cooking hobby into a business, you want to open your own company as well. Ufuna ube boss lady nje. I capital mhlambe ungaqala ngemali engakanani?
Okay, first ngicela ukuyindlala kanje. In terms of this startup, I'll just say you always have to have a plan first before considering going to our department our funding because most of us says jumpel ukuthi okay sifuna uqhaso mangisho ifunding so ngichaze like uqhaso whether it's going to be the government or ama private sector asuke offerish ukuthi this is how much we're putting on the business with my idea ngiqala ngiqale with literally nothing at all benganayo ngisho imali with regards to catering business benganalutho. What I did was ngaqale ngaboleka ne ngaboleka izinto kubantu la kulabantu abaqashisa ngezinto so sengibona ukuthi sekuyasebenzeka, then I started ukuthi okay njengamanje ngiyayidinga capital because I'm not making a lot of money ngikhipha imali ngiyisa kubantu laba abangiqashisela izitsha zabo and stuff. So I would say you need at least 50,000 as a startup. Lokho uzothenga amabhodwe, uzothenga amaplates, uzothenga ama glasses, spoons, okudisha, gas stoves, ama gas and all those things. So you need I would say roughly 50,000. That's how much you need.
Yo.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But I think it's worth it, because very
it is worth it. Iyabuya kakhulu, iyabuya kakhulu. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Sana Sammy, thank you so much for joining us namhlanje and thank you for the tips as well. Nendlela wena obona ukuthi umunye umuntu engakhula ngayo if efuna ukuqala a business. But before wrapping up, sifuna ukwazi ukuthi on socials utholakala kanjani just in case ukhona umuntu mhlawumbe uzoba neparty very soon or siyazi ukuthi
okay. On Facebook, ngitholakala ku Malsanda Bites and Catering. It's Malsanda, but it's not one word, Malsanda Bites and Catering.
Okay.
And then on Instagram, it's just Malsanda Catering. Malsanda Catering. Malsanda Catering.
All right. Instagram, I'm to Bali now.
Yes, it's Instagram and Facebook.
All right, the number that we can use?
The number is 076-4010-705.
1814?
076-4010-705.
All right, my love. Thank you so much for joining us. Namhlanje.
Ngibonga mina.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.